end with one ha'ara, a little bit lighter. And that is, so the Gemara said that Rav Meir said, "Kishayisi lo mitayra etzer Rabbi Akiva." And in the second version of the Gemara, it's "Kishayisi lo mitayra etzer Rabbi Yishma." We'll go with the first version. "Kishayisi lo mitayra etzer Rabbi Akiva." I was learning to Rabbi Akiva. "Hayisi matul kankantum utaychadiyoy." I used to put kankantum into my diyoy. "Velo yamali davi." He never said a word to me. "Kishabasi etzer Rabbi Yishma." I came to Rabbi Yishma. "Amali," he told him, "B'ni, my son, ma malachtecha." "Vas tusta for parnasa?" "Amarti le." I told him, "Lav lani." "I'm a soif." Amali, he told me, "Heavy zot, be very, very careful. Shemalach to chamalach shemayim, because your avoida is malach shemayim. Shemetachser es achas, oitoyser es achas, because if you leave out one letter, you add one letter, and nimsas at the machrev is called oidam kuloi. You can end up literally being machrev the entire world." Rameir responded, he said, "Not only am I worried about chseiris v'yaseiris, but I'm even worried that a zvuv might come, and it might literally scrape off a little part of the dalet, turn it into a resh, and even that's something I'm worried about. And my eitz is, I put kankantam into my dioy, and like this, I prevent this from happening." Incidentally, Rav Meir, you see, was oisik in malacha. What came to mind is the sima masechtes nazir. Rav Nuroi said, "Maniach ani kol umnisha ba'olam, ve'inim alamed b'ni alatayra." Rav Meir, who's Rav Nuroi, over here had a malachtecha. Ma malachtecha. Lavlarani, that's my parnoso. That's what I do. Stam as a maimra musgar. But the bottom line is that Rav Meir was a soifer, and Rabbi Yishmael gives him very, very strong techacha. And he tells him, be very, very careful. Maratzchios, on this Gemara, says a dover nifla. He says that why was Rabbi Yishmael being mazer Rav Meir so much? And he said, yesh loimar. Because there's a medrash rabba, and this medrash is in a few different places. May inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. The first one is in Bereshis Rab, it's Parsha Tes. Listen to this medrash. B'toyrosay shor Rameir matzu kasa. It was found in the Sefer Torah Rameir, where the pasuk says, V'hine toiv ma'oid. Rameir Sefer Torah said, V'hine toiv mavas. Not toiv ma'oid, but it said, V'hine toiv mavas. Instead of the word ma'oid, it's said mavas. This is also a Bereshis Rab. It's Parsha Chof Yud Beis. The pasuk says, V'yas Hashem alikim la'adam ul'ishnoi, they found in the Sefer Torah of Rameir that it said kosnos or not with an ayin, but kosnos or with an aleph. Kosnos or with an ayin, Rav Shmuel, machloikis, whether it was or tzemer or whether it was or linen. We just had that in the Agadah thing of Morris in the end of the first parak. But kosnos or is aleph, miloshin or, vayihi or. So vayas Hashem alikim l'adam alishle kosnos or vayalbishen. In the Torah of Rameir it said kosnos or with an aleph. Another medrash. In the Torah of Rameir, it didn't say Ubnei Don Chushim, which we also had in Dagadat the Gemara in the end of the first parak. It said Uben Don Chushim. Now, if you look in the Noisa Kalim here on the medrash, the Noisa Kalim say, what does it mean by Tayrosish or Rameir? Where Rameir, instead of having the word Toiv Ma'oid, he crossed out the word Ma'oid and instead he had Mavas. In Rameir, instead of Ormetan Ayin Kosnasar, it was Ormetan Aleph, he took away a Yud, not Bnei. But instead it was Ben. So if you look in the Matnas Kohuna and the Etz Yosef and all the Mefarshim here on the side of the Medrash Rabbah, they all say the same thing. They say that it wasn't in the Sefer Torah, but it was B'Sefer Torah Shaloi Kosav came Al HaGilyon. It was on the Gilyon of a Sefer Torah, on the side of a Sefer Torah, but it wasn't in the Sefer Torah itself. Because Chalila to think that he could have done this in the Sefer Torah itself. So it says Maratz Chiyas, Rabbi Yishmael meets Rameir, and he looks at Rameir, and he looks at the Sefer Torah. And he says he has Gilyonis on the side of the Sefer Torah. And by the word Ma'oid, he wrote Mavis. And by Ermetanayin, he wrote Ermetan Aleph. So Rabbi Yishmael said, Reboina da al Makulo. You know how dangerous this is? You're a Sefer on the side of the Sefer Torah, on the Gilyon. You're swapping out Ayins and Aleph. And you're swapping out Ma'oids to Mavises. So he sat down and he gave him a Musa Shmuz. He says, you understand what you do for Parnasa? Hevizar be Malachtecha. You have to be very, very careful. Shemalachtecha Malach Shamayim. If you're going to add a letter and you're going to be Machaser a letter, you could be Machrevas Kol Oilam Kulay. And that's why he gave him this Musa Shmuz. What triggered him to give him this Musa Shmuz was this was Teiros Yishon HaMeir. And he saw what he had on the Gilyon of his Sefer Torah. And because he saw what he had on the Gilyon of his Sefer Torah, so for that reason, he gave him this Musa Shmuz. I saw Rabbi W.O. Weiss in Megadim Chadashim. So he has a few ha'aris on this. Number one, he says, so the way all the Noisa Kalim over here and the Medrash Rabbah learn, so it comes out that this Medrash and all these Medrashim that talk about what was unique about Teiros and Shor HaMeir, so it wasn't in the Sefer Torah itself, but it was in the Gilyon of the Sefer Torah. Reb Meir lived at a time that it was asur to write Torah Shebaal Peh. You weren't allowed to write Torah Shebaal Peh at that point. Reb Yehuda Hanasi, who was a Talmud of Reb Meir, Eis Lasis Lashem Eferu Torah Secho, so that's when they started writing Torah Shebaal Peh. But in the Tzaitim for Reb Meir, you weren't allowed to write Torah Shebaal Peh. So he says that Bishlam, if you learn the Medrash Kipshutai, okay. But if the Medrash is not meant to be learned Kipshutai, which is very reasonable, but it means in the Gilyon of Reb Meir, how could Reb Meir have had a Gilyon? You weren't allowed to write Torah Shebaal Peh. So he tells you a Rashi in Masech the Shabbos, Dahvava Mebeis. The Gemara over there discusses Amar Rab, Matzasi bin Megillah Storim, Bei Reb Chiya. I found an hidden scroll by Reb Chiya. The Kosnabad said the following, Isi ben Yehuda Omer. Isi ben Yehuda said, Avos Melachis Mem Chaser Achas. There are 39 Melachis, Ve'enei Chayiv Ela Achas, etc., etc. Famous Gemara. That for one of the Avos Melachis, there's no Chiyiv Chattas if you do it B'Shoik. But Rav said, I found something in a Megillah Storm. So what does it mean, a Megillah Storm? Zok Tehil Garashi. Shehisti Ruha. This was a scroll that was hidden. Mipnei Shalei Nitnali Kosev. Because it was written at a time that you weren't allowed to write Torah Shebaal Peh. U'kishashoymen divrei yachid chadoshim. She'enen nish nebebeis medrash. If somebody would hear a chiddish, you would hear a meridig a chiddish, and you wanted to remember it. Koisven oysan, they would write it. Shelo yishtakhu, that they shouldn't forget it, but mastirin is a megillah. But they would hide the megillah. So although it was true there was a tkufa where you weren't allowed to write Torah Shebaal Peh, but there was an eitzah. There was a loophole. The loophole was you write it, and then you hide it. And that's what's known as a Megillah Starim, and that's what was found. So said Rav David Yoel, why is Poshet? You'll say that Peiros HaShoa Meir was a Megillah Starim, and because it was a Megillah Starim, therefore he was allowed to ride on the side of his Gilead. But says Rav David Wise, what? David Yoel Wise, that even though all the Noisim came here on the side of the Medrash Rabba said that the Peiros HaShoa Meir is not referring to the actual Torah, but it was all on the Gilead. But he said, I found in the drushes of the Re'evan Shu'ib. So who is the Re'evan Shu'ib? Rebbe Shul was a Talmud of the Rashba, and he wrote mamish beautiful drushes, very, very, very hard sefer to find. But in the drushes of the Mari Evan Shul, he brings that I heard a pshat from Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, also known as the Rambam. He said, I heard a pshat from Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon. The Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon said, what's pshat in this medrash? Bitayros nashor Rameyah. So listen to what he said. He said the Rameyah was learning, he was saying it regarding the second one. Vayasa Hashem alikim lo'odim u'l'ishtay kosnes or vayalbishu. And Bitayros nashor Rameyah didn't say kosnes or with an ayin, but it said it with an aleph. He said Rameyah was writing this pasuk, and he was thinking to himself, imagine, Odom Arishan, Chava, they were created mamish b'dmust yuknei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was on the madrega of Adam Arishan Kaidim Achet. They didn't need clothing. The reason they didn't was is because they were mamish, they were kuloi or. They were created with or mitan aleph. And then they sinned and they got to the point that they ate from the Eitz Hadas that the Pasuk has to say, Vayasa Hashem alikim lo'adam al-ishnei kosnes or mitan ayin. Now all of a sudden they have erva, and now all of a sudden they have to mechasa the erva. And the Rambam said that Reb Meir gave such a krechts when he read this pasuk that they were in a place where they were kosnes or mitan aleph, and now all of a sudden the kosnes or mitan ayin, and he says his pen was nimshach after his lave and he wrote it with an aleph. This is what he says. But I'll call it the Rambam said that what he wrote, he mamish wrote kosnes or mitan aleph. And says Reb W.I. Shlita, if that's the case, then the pshat and the vart from Atzchias, it's mamish nifla. He says he mamish made a mistake, and it was understood why he made this mistake. But al kaponim, that's what was going on over here. What came to mind, just to be moisif one knage, and that is the Gemara Masechtas Megillah. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Bar Bachanam Rabbi Yochanan, Aser Lichtev Oisach Hashleim in Aksav." A sofer when he writes his stam, Sefer Torah specifically, Megillah, since talking about, you're not allowed to write Shleim in Aksav. So meaning, you can't just write from memory. You have to be looking at a Sefer Torah, and then you're going to fit more Meisvei. I'll ask you a kasha. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elaz, Meisvei Rabbi Meir. There's a story with Rabbi Meir. Shalach Rabbi Shana Basi. He once went to Asi to be Ma'abed Hashanah. V'lo Yishan Megillah. There was no Megillah. The Kasva Meliboy. And he wrote it by memory, Vikara, and they all use the Sefer Torah. Amar Rabbi Avoh. So Rabbi Avoh said, Shani Rameh, Rameh was different. The Mekayim Beik, because Rameh was Mekayim this following Pasuk, Mishlei Perek Dalet, Einecha l'noichach yabitu, v'afapecha yashiru negdecha. Einecha l'noichach yabitu, v'afapecha yashiru negdecha, which means Rameh saw the Sefer Torah so clear, he knew the Megillah Baal Peh, and as a result, he was a letter writer. We spoke out once, this was classic Shabbat classic, for Reuven Margolis. He said that, what's pshat in this pasuk? Shani Rameir. Rameir had a phenomenal memory, right? That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Widi Snida Rameir. Rameir was Makaim the Pasik, a Nechel and Noichach Yabitu, Vafapech Yashiru Nagdacha. It's Kedai to hear Lashoyne Hazov. Says Rabruven Magolas. He says, Yeshlan Harbe Anosh and Bali Zikarim. There are many people that have good memories. Ashkenim Kurin is a Pasik come upon them. They read a Pasik many times, they chazer it. Zoychenim Kalmashakasa by Belashoyne Ubisignuno. They can remember it literally word for word, verbatim. There are people that have a phenomenal zikaron. That when they learn something, the tsuras hadaf is nechgak belibam. Let's say a person is saying over a maisa that one of his friends. Right, you're telling your friend the story. You're saying something about your friend. Hopefully, whatever. You're saying something about your friend, right? So as you're saying it, you see the person that you're talking about. This Baal Zikaron, if he's saying over a Shtichel Torah, he's saying over a Psavard, he's saying over a Chveis, a Rambam, he sees the Seif, he says the Tzura Sadaf in front of him. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, Afapav Yashiru Negdoi. Rameir was on a madrega of what? When he would think of something, he had a photographic memory. He literally saw it in front of him. And that's why Shani Rameir. It's not just Shani Rameir because he has a Zikaron Nifla. It's Shani Rameir because he's about Zikaron phenomenally. What's the whole yesoid of you can't write if you're a soifer shleiman aksav? Because you have to see that Rameir saw the aksav. That's the Shani Rameir. Shani Rameir is because Rameir had such a Zikaron that Rameir was able to write shleiman aksav. And that's why Rameir was different. It's Pasha. We mentioned this in the past. Our Reuven Margolis is describing his own memory. I mean, this is a very clear description of a photographic memory, but that's for a whole nother day. But the bottom line is, that's the oimek. You see it. It's not just you have the zikaron. What does seeing have to do with zikaron? Photographic memory. That's exactly what it is. But the bottom line is, that's Shani Rameir. Abul Afizei Yeh Shloim, that's Moiridik. Rabbi Shmuel meets a young Rameir, and Rameir is a lavlor. He says, what are you doing? He sees Rameir has a zikaron nifla. Rameir has a photographic memory. He doesn't forget anything. In fact, Rameir once wrote Shloim and Aksav and Shani Rameir. And Rameir has a special sivkot in Shulchan Aruch, because Rameir is different. It's aloch in Shulchan Aruch. You can't write Shloim and Aksav. Oh, but Rameir is sandish. Talk to Rabbi Shmuel, Rameir bini, be careful. I understand. You have a rizig zikaron. I understand. But, you know, sometimes even when you're looking at something, you can mistake a dalal mitaresh. You have to be very, very careful, because an ois achas that you're going to be moisef, or an ois achas you're going to be machzer, nimtza at the machr of his kol oilum kulot. So mamash al derech rab tzvi ershchayus. Tzvi ershchayus is shtalim tzu b'teras ashram meir. Whether it was in the Gilead, the way all the nois akevim say, or like the Riav and Shua brings b'shem Rav Moshe ben Maimon, that Rav Meir sefer Torah, mamash had a toyus inside of it because his heart, mamash, his pen followed, it was nimshach achalibar, and then it's basha why you need this Indian. Oh, but it could be, Lafi, this, it's definitely a Nakuda, it's definitely a Knesh.